guys. Welcome back to Be Unemployable.
Hi.
So there. We have another amazing topic now that we've figured out a format. And now that it took us all this time to figure out a format, but we did it. And now we have a topic.
And that is self-sabotage.
So we basically, she laughed like Grover. But we did it. Oh my gosh. We're like Dora.
The Explorer.
So we did it. Okay. So what is it, Jamie? What is self-sabotage? Tell me everything.
Self-sabotage is something that you're unconsciously doing to make yourself feel comfy and cozy, probably stemming from something that happened in your childhood. And it's a pattern you're repeating over and over, and you probably don't even know it. And it's causing you to not achieve the success that you could be if you were to get past that mindset block. How did I do there, Maggie? How
did
was that?
Pretty good. You did pretty good. When did you become a Muppet?
I don't know. Sometimes I just find a new voice and I run with it.
Me too. See, that's one of them. Me too. That's a new one. I got that one from Metalocalypse.
That's
anyway. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's basically something that undermines your success that you aren't even truly aware you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. End of podcast. Bye.
And bye.
Now you know. Don't do it anymore. Goodbye. So, yeah, you might not be consciously doing it, right? But you're still taking steps to really jack yourself up on accident. And it's normally stemming from something that is either from your childhood or from something.
I'm just assuming that all of our listeners are traumatized, because I feel like we're just probably attracting people like us who are wildly hilarious people that likely have ADHD and or autism, and we're traumatized in childhood. I just
are you funny because of trauma? This is the podcast for you. That's our new ad that we just made. If you're funny because of trauma and also neurodivergent and also want to do business sometimes, most of the time, but like you don't always want to do business because you're self-sabotaging.
Uh-huh. And you always have a new idea like every other minute, and you want
to trash your... multi-passionate.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the pod for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. You're basically blocking yourself from achieving your goals. Whoopsie. Whoopsie daisy.
Whoopsie daisies.
So it stems back to limiting beliefs, which is like, whoopsie. That's if you're not, where do I start? This is like one of my favorite things that I say, and I say it in my classes. I say it one-on-one. I say it all the time. If your subconscious is not actively fed a belief, it finds something to feed on. So if you're not actively feeding it, it finds food elsewhere, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're not feeding it, that's why when people are like, oh, affirmations, that's so woo, like, are we gonna go sink our cycles under the moon? Like, I would, but I don't have a uterus. So anyway, it's like, it's not that, it's that you have to feed yourself, so you guys, I might be having a stroke because I don't remember English anymore. Your subconscious, you have to feed it. Otherwise, bad news bears, it picks up on everything around you. So if you're raised in a family that says, hey, you can't do anything right. And if you're sitting over there going, I can do anything I set my mind to, it's going to be a battle.
Mm-hmm.
But you can switch that shit around.
You can. And also,
I have to go to therapy.
that. And if you really do in your subconscious feel like you don't deserve it, there's not enough affirmations in the world that's going to change it around. So you have to like dig that. Yeah.
You have to dig it out at the root. That's why people talk about root causes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you're told that mistakes are unacceptable, you're going to put yourself down every time you make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the self-sabotage part of that? You're going to avoid anything that might not be perfect.
Yeah.
So you're going to, like, if you can't do it absolutely perfect, you're not going to do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if that sounds familiar to anyone listening. Lizzie, listener, you there?
Lizzie, how are you? Have you been through it?
Have you been, if you've been taught, if you're like, well, Jamie and me, both of us, you've been taught that you have to be self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
You're taught really early on. So asking for help, leaning on someone else is not something that you can do, because when you tried to lean on people, they weren't there for you, right?
Yep.
So that's what you've learned.
Mm-hmm.
How does it show up as a self-sabotage? You're not going to let others help you. Mm-hmm. When someone says, hey, what can I do? What can I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
You go, nothing, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. When you are not fine, you are not fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's self-sabotage.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're constantly, oh, go ahead.
No, you go. You're good.
So if you're constantly told that the world sucks, like you're raised by a pessimist who only sees like everything that's wrong, you're going to see the bad in the world. Mm-hmm. Suddenly you don't notice everything that has lined up for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, I got a ticket. It's like, good, that ticket slowed you down. You missed the accident up ahead. You know, like you don't see those things.
Yeah.
And because of that, you stop trying yourself. You sabotage yourself because you believe that bad things are going to happen anyway. So what does it even matter? You just have to get through the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit. If you experience lack of support, you don't ask for support as an adult because you never learned the skill. It's just a shame.
Yeah.
In that way, self-sabotage is actually a learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so hard to break.
One of the biggest self-sabotages that you helped me to overcome was my money blocks. And I avoided working on them for, I think, like the first 4 months that you were coaching me. And I was continuing to work on everything else but that. And it was not until working through those money blocks that I really made much money. And it's very interesting. Go ahead.
And what did I, that was one of the first things I tried to work on with you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you did all this work other than the money work.
Mm-hmm.
You would do everything else.
Yep.
And it's interesting because we recorded another podcast today that you guys will hear in April. But one of the questions she asked me on that podcast, because you'll forget by then, so I can tell you, was what it, you know, how does it feel when you give someone advice and they don't take it? Like, do you feel bad? And I said, not with a coaching client. Because they're paying me. If they don't want my advice, you know, while they're paying me and I'm giving them great advice, they're going to ignore me. That's on them. That's self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying me and not listening to my advice. And you ignored my advice for months while implementing other things. And I just sat back and let you ignore it. Mm-hmm. And then when you came to me about something else, I was like, what do you think this stems from? Is it a, is it a money story? Is it a money issue? And you were like, oh, damn. Oh, damn. Yep. You're like, I really have to work through that, don't I? And I was like, you knew exactly what the problem was. And exactly how to overcome it. Cause I had given you the info 4 months earlier.
Yeah. Yep. And our brains are little tricksters. I kept telling myself like, oh, you know, it's just an exercise. It's not going to take very long. It's not really like, that's not really going to really push me forward. Yeah, it did. And yeah, that was the fucking key that I needed. Can't even imagine how much farther I would have been had I done it, you know, right then. But something in me wasn't fucking ready. And I didn't do it until I was ready. And I, as soon as I did, and I'm like, God, I wish I could have gone back in time, but whatever, we're here now. But yeah, that was the missing link. I had never heard of money blocks before coaching with you. Another huge sabotage that you helped me to overcome was the fear of being seen. I originally hired you because I didn't want to do social media marketing because that means I would have to show up and be myself. And that was fucking terrifying. I literally hired you so that I would not have to overcome that block, but then you helped me overcome that block so fucking much that I did a TED talk and was on a reality show. So I guess I just cleared that block right out of the way.
You just pushed that right out of the way and got on stage. You were just like, here we are.
But yeah, had I not overcome those blocks, shit, I wouldn't be doing anything right now.
Yeah.
Business-wise. Yeah.
Yeah. Self-sabotage, it's going to leave you feeling disappointed. It leaves you feeling frustrated. It leaves you feeling anxious. It leaves you feeling like absolute shit. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you are able to address it, and it's not a one and done, by the way. So nobody think like, I'm like, oh, address it. And then you're like golden.
Yeah,
dude, you'll address it one time and it'll pop up somewhere else. It's whack-a-mole, dude. It's whack-a-mole. Mm-hmm. But you saw when Jamie addressed her fear of being seen, mm-hmm. she was like, oh, I'm everywhere. I'm on all the podcasts. She was like, I'm on all the podcasts. I have a TED talk. I was on a reality show. Like, what do you need?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she needed to overcome that first. Mm-hmm. Simple. That's what she needed.
Yeah.
And it's just about like, what is your current self-sabotage? Like, what are you currently falling prey to? And it can look like, so like, let's say procrastination. That's a self-sabotage for me. I'm not gonna lie. It's like, if I wait long enough, the issue will just go away.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Yeah.
And it's not in business. That's like in my real life. Like if it's like, okay, here's a funny story. It's not funny, but here's a story from my personal life. I knew I was out of inhalers and I have asthma, but I don't have the official COPD diagnosis, but we all know I have COPD. Okay. Yeah. And I was out of inhalers. I had used the last of my inhaler. I knew we had gotten it filled in December. And then Sean thinks like somebody threw out the new inhaler thinking it was an empty bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to deal with calling. Cause you have, at that point you have to call cause you don't have the prescription number.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't want to deal with it. Well, I got very sick yesterday, like last night with my reflux, and that caused everything in my lungs to swell. And I couldn't breathe all night. No, the pharmacy wasn't open. Couldn't call.
Mm-hmm.
All because I waited too long. So now all of a sudden it was an emergency because I procrastinated.
Yeah.
I could have fixed that before it got to that point. So instead, mm-hmm. I couldn't sleep in my bed last night. I had to sleep on the couch sitting up. Do you know how shitty that is?
Terrible.
It's shitty. Nobody wants to sleep sitting up.
No.
Nobody wants to do that. It hurts your neck. Like it's the worst, but I had to, mm-hmm. because if I laid down, I was choking. I couldn't breathe. And it's my fault. You know, people are like, oh, it's not your fault. It's fine. Nah, dude, it's my fault. Cause mm-hmm. I just procrastinated getting that. But as soon as Sean woke up for the day and came out and I was asleep on the couch sitting upright, he called the pharmacy. They had it ready within 15 minutes. He went up there and got it.
Yeah.
And I was able to take my inhaler. I've taken it twice today and now I can function. But you can hear from my voice, it's raspy from the coughing.
Yeah.
because I procrastinated. Like on the business side, like look at self-criticism. So people have criticized you as a kid, say. Mm-hmm. Like if you were never good enough,
mm-hmm.
then your limiting beliefs would be like, I'm a bad person. Everything I do is bad. Everyone else is better than me. Mm-hmm. And social media really does feed this.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be careful with that.
Yep.
And what it manifests as is like, you only see the negatives of your work.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you see for other people, that you see their positives. Like, look what everyone else is doing.
You see only their highlight reel and only your bloopers.
Yep. The problem is, like, this can become self-harm. Mentally, physically, like this self-criticism is a horrible self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
My absolute least favorite self-sabotage, not for me, to encounter in somebody else, is martyrdom.
Mm.
We've all encountered a martyr.
Mm-hmm.
That's a self-sabotage.
Just irritates the living fuck out of me, let me tell you.
People who feel resentful for everyone else because mm-hmm. they are just like, I'll just handle it. It's fine. And you know what? I'll just handle it is fine. That's fine. If you just mm-hmm. want to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're going to feel resentful afterwards,
mm-hmm.
when you're going to make a big deal out of it, when you're going to mention it,
mm-hmm.
that's a self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Knock it the hell off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, take a look at yourself. Take a look at what's going on. When have you learned that you need to do it all and that no one will help you and that that is acceptable? It's not. There's a root cause.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
So I have a question for you. How would one, specifically talking about business, know when they are self-sabotaging or when they are just in a heavy learning phase in their business? Because those of us who started a year or two ago, we are learning. There are good months. There are a lot of bad months.
We are all learning.
Yeah.
Because the economy is changing.
Yeah.
So as the landscape changes, we all have lessons to learn.
So, I mean, there's people who are pivoting their services. I am one of them and figuring mm-hmm. out, you know, how to redo everything. How does one know when it is self-sabotage and that's why revenue is at a standstill, or if it's because of other factors? How do you extrapolate?
What self-sabotage would you see yourself falling victim to? Or manifesting?
Everyone who's ever listened to this podcast knows that tech is not my strong suit. I'm not going to say I'm terrible at it because I realized that in itself was a block. Mm-hmm. I created a sales page, but it took me an entire week. And I know that's not the best use of my time, but when you are in the building phase of your business, you're not always able to outsource things.
Yeah.
So these little things like creating the automations, which if you're waiting on a contractor, you could be waiting on that. But if you have to create it yourself, you know, that's going to take maybe a week or two of your, of 100% of your time. And I don't have the bandwidth for that with us building our business and taking my boards. I mean, how do you know when it's self-sabotage or other things?
Or self-preservation.
Yes. Because I'm sitting here and just like, okay, well, I'm at a standstill. It must be me, but is it me or is it, I don't know, because I don't want to get in the space where I'm making excuses for myself.
So self-preservation is going to be your instinct to protect yourself from harm, right? Mm-hmm. That's what self-preservation is. It's your instinct to keep yourself safe
mm-hmm.
and from burnout.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a real threat. When the threat is gone and you are still behaving that way, self-sabotage sets in. It's most likely a preemptive response.
Mm-hmm.
Like we talked about, you and I talked about how you were on the verge of burnout.
Yes.
Or in the stages of burnout.
Mm-hmm.
That's self-preservation.
Okay.
But if you were just like, ooh, I don't know, that looks really tough. And I'm, in the past, I've really struggled with tough things. So I'm just not gonna,
mm-hmm.
I'm just not gonna go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's self-sabotage. But you know what else is self-sabotage? Over responsibility, taking on too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do this. That's one of my self-sabotages. I commit to like everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take 100% responsibility for everything that happens. And then I try to control all the details.
Mm-hmm.
That's no good. Nobody benefits there.
Yeah.
You know, giving up some of the control gives everyone else power, gives me mm-hmm. space. Mm-hmm. But that's the self-sabotage that I definitely fall into.
Okay.
So it's about knowing when, like, you're not in like willful ignorance. You're not in, mm-hmm. you know, procrastination. You're not doing any of those things.
No.
So what's good for you is really making sure right now with you having your boards, with you having us having this be unemployable and the huge thing that we have coming down the pike, you guys,
mm-hmm.
and all of that is knowing when you have actual true self-preservation issues, like mm-hmm. something's happening in your life
mm-hmm.
versus shit you're creating.
Okay. Thank you. That helps my black and white brain immensely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally, is it you? Mm-hmm. Like, is it self-preservation or is it self-sabotage? They both exist. Think of it like a Venn diagram. Like mm-hmm. they both exist. And the overlap is that they're trying to protect your brain. One is from a real situation and one is from a perceived situation.
That was such a beautiful way to put that. Thank you.
So there you go. That's black and white thinking.
Okay.
Like that'll help you out. And
then
as far as working through it though, I mean, you really have to realize where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we're like, hey, where your therapist at?
Where your therapist at?
What that therapist doing?
Like, what are they doing though? Yeah. But to have an idea before you go to therapy, you can do the 5-why exercise to have a better idea of where it's coming from. The 5-why exercise is one of the greatest tools that I use on myself and with my clients all the freaking time.
It's the most recent blog post, the most recent blog post on MaggieIsley.com. And by most recent, I mean, I wrote it in January of 2022.
That was like a second ago, Maggie. Like
I update blog posts all the time, man. It's been a year.
That's hilarious. That's so funny. But yeah, the five why exercise. And for those who are like, what in the heck is this greatness? If you're struggling with something and you have that like icky feeling and you aren't quite sure where it's coming from, ask yourself why you are feeling it 5 different times. So, with my money blocks, a way that it could manifest is, I haven't launched my program yet. Why? Because it seems there's going to be so many moving parts to it. Why is it intimidating that there's so many moving parts? Well, there's a lot of things to keep track of and that stresses me out. Why does it stress you out? There's so many moving parts and things to keep track of. Because in the past, when I've had to juggle a lot of things, I've not been successful at them. Well, why does it bother you that you weren't successful at those things in the past? Because I feel like I'm an extreme failure if I'm not able to do all the things all the time. Okay, great. Now we know that the reason that I didn't launch the program or the masterclass is because I, in the past, have failed when trying to juggle too many things at once. And this is going to require a lot of me. So that's how you can get to the root of it, but definitely going to need some therapy and or coaching to get through it.
I agree. And I apologize about the dogs. They are, I don't know why they're going crazy, but yeah, the 5 why will definitely get you down there. And if you go back, there was one of the first episodes ever where it was on the 5 whys.
Yeah.
And we do the same thing. So yeah, that's pretty much the gist of this. This is a short one. Do you have anything else to say?
After we talked about burnout last time, I went and got my macrame out and got started, and I made 3 plant hangers that day. And then I made like 2 more the next day. So I have a hobby now, guys. I don't think you understand what a big deal this is. I texted, I think, like 5 of my closest friends and told them, like, oh my God, I have a hobby. I have not had a hobby in probably over 10 years because I have been in survival mode for so long. But when I realized I was hitting burnout, I have been prioritizing rest and fun, which means that I have been doing macrame and watching Netflix and eating snacks and studying for my boards and only doing what is absolutely required of me for business. And it's been great.
Yeah. Thanks. I love it. And just so you know, one of the ways self-sabotage does show up for us, especially as ADHD and well, neurodivergent people in general, is looking for that dopamine rush.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind, my friends.
Yeah.
Just keep it in mind.
We could do a whole episode about behaviors that we engage in when we're seeking dopamine. That's my jam. I would love to talk about that sometime.
We should talk about that next week because these have all gone really hand in hand. And you guys, just so you know, starting in April, we start talking to guests as well. So it won't be just us. It will be us, but it will also be guests.
Yeah.
So how exciting is that? We're going to bring you some of our favorite people.
And if you like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, so you can meet some of our favorite people in this space.
Yes. And if you like this podcast, maybe just like, I don't know, leave a review or like it or share with a friend. We have never asked you guys to do that. And I'm just like, why not?
Because we forget.
We have ADHD. So I don't know if you've been listening to us and you're like, you know what? They don't totally suck. If you wouldn't mind just like rating us, you can give us a 1-star review, but why would you do that when we're worth 5?
You cannot give us a 1-star review.
Yeah, actually you can't. I take it back. But
it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, no.
Our page specifically says no, none of those.
No 1-star reviews, but no, seriously, if you wouldn't mind, subscribing or
rate,
like,
review, subscribe.
Yeah,
that smash that things. Like button.
Smash. Oh my gosh. Does that drive you insane when people say that?
Smash that subscribe button.
Smash it. Oh, and if you want to go, if you're like, I really need an amazing business coach and my branding sucks.
Or if you're like, I want the fuck out of my day job or my business doesn't have its foundations, go to fthisjob.maggieisley.com.
Yeah, do that. Do it.
It has so many amazing new bonuses added. So many, and so many new calls added to the weekly. Well, not so many added weekly, but so many added to the, oh my God, you guys, it's such a big deal.
That's exciting.
It is. Exciting. It's a huge deal. So come to me, F this job. If you want to get the hell out. Trust me, it's amazing.
And if you are a woman with ADHD who is having a hard time just managing your daily life, that's when you talk to me, a master of occupational therapy and your favorite ADHD coach other than Maggie. Maggie's your favorite neurodivergent business coach. I'm your favorite ADHD coach, just telling you how you feel about that. So
yeah, you come to me if you want to do like business, but your brain doesn't want you to do business. Mm-hmm. And then you go to Jamie if you want to sleep and your brain doesn't want you to sleep, or you want to do laundry, or you want to like get your life in order, but your brain's like, not today.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's how you know the difference.
Yeah. Cool beans, that's guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye.